and our Secretary of State here in Michigan. She has served multiple terms in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and now she's dealing with a problem that she didn't have to deal with in those capacities, and it's kind of gross, but it's a huge problem in Macomb County and several others as well. Joining us right now is the Public Works Commissioner for Macomb County, Candace Miller. Candace, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours as well. We used to speak a lot more often than we do these days, and no reason why we can't. I want to talk about the problem that you've got in Macomb County right now with your sewer system.
Well, actually, this problem is sort of universal. It's throughout the nation, even throughout the world, actually. Anywhere where you've got municipal water systems, sewer systems, underground sewer systems, and people are, of course, using these wipes, which is a product that has exploded in the marketplace in the last 10 years or so, whether that's personal wipes or baby wipes or makeup wipes, and then they flush them down the toilet. And the problem is, Paul, is the sewer system cannot handle those because they are not biodegradable. So even though the packaging on most of them say flushable, well, you might be able to flush them, but they never biodegrade. And so they just, and there's so many of them, that they just are wreaking havoc in the sewer systems everywhere. I don't care. You can talk to anybody in the St. Clair County area or any area also that has all the sewers. In your individual home sewers, that's probably the biggest cause for clogging your sewer when you have to call a plumber, is because you're using these wipes and flushing them down the toilet rather than putting them in the trash, which is what I guess we're after here. We're just saying, go ahead and use them, particularly if you've ever had a baby. Of course, you want to use these baby wipes, but yeah. Don't flush them down the toilet. Just throw them in the garbage. And so I've been trying to raise public awareness about it because it's costing so much money and problems we finally decided to file a lawsuit, which I did the other day. You know me. What else can I do here? And so we're suing the manufacturers of these wipes, not to stop making them, but just to change misleading labeling. So what we would like is for them to just say non-flushable, do not flush. If we could get them to do that, you know, they would solve such an enormous problem and save so much money because with all of this, the challenges that we're all facing, certainly the last thing that we need is to have some huge sewer backups. And because everybody's at home, I mean, I've got one little pump station that services, I think, four communities in Macomb County, so really sort of a small one, that we usually get about 1,000 pounds a week that we try to take out of the sewer there in that pump station of these wipes. Now we're getting 4,000 to 5,000 pounds of these a week.
Wow!
And
a week.
I know it is gross, as you say, but it's a huge problem.
It really is. I'm surprised somebody hasn't filed a lawsuit sooner. Is Macomb County the only lawsuit out there? Is somebody else taking these companies to court too?
There's been a couple. I had my guys sort of, you know, thank God for Google. We looked around at other places in the nation. There's been maybe a half a dozen. Well, you know, these are very large companies, Kimberly-Clark, you know, some of these manufacturers you might imagine, right? They're really very large companies, and they just throw, you know, huge amounts of attorneys and money at these lawsuits to try to hurry up and get them dismissed, etc. So they never really have gone very far, and we'll see what happens here. I mean, I don't have unlimited money either, but trying to make a point. And it's interesting, since we filed it, I have had so many different municipalities and different associations, like the Public Works Association, you know, the State Association, and some of the national associations. I even had a huge group from Canada yesterday that contacted me, all their municipal wastewater plants and that, and they're all tearing their hair out, saying, you know, these wipes, what happens is they become almost like a rope. They get wound up, and they just clog everything up. And then, you know, there's all kinds of different pumps that the flow has to go through. They're clogging up the pumps. We have a what we call a rake, which goes way down in this one pump station I'm just talking about with the four municipalities. For as an example, this rake goes way down this machine. It looks like a conveyor belt, only it's going vertically, and it pulls these wipes up. It has to go down 60 feet, right? That's where the wet well is. That's where the underground is. And it pulls them up and then dumps them into these just bins. And then we landfill them. We put them into a big dumpster. And this is what we're doing all the time. It's the craziest thing. And I guess I'm just trying to raise public awareness.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I bet most consumers probably don't even know about this. People buy these wipes. The label says flushable. They say, great, I'll take it, use it, flush it, and not think about it again. They have no idea what kind of problem this is causing.
It's really true. So we're really trying to raise the alarm here. And, you know, when you go, since I've had this job, Paul, whenever I go to any conference or anything with people that are in the sewer business, it's all they want to talk about. How terrible all of this is. And, you know, part of it is communicating your issues, right? Whether you're in Congress or not with this job,
right.
This is an issue. And it's, everybody has to pay. I mean, if you're a ratepayer, you're going to pay for, we had a huge, what we call the Fatberg last year that we took out of a section of our sewer
system. I saw pictures of this.
Oh, talk about gross.
Yeah.
I mean, all these things sort of congealed with other things in the sewer, and this thing was almost 20 tons, and we had to take it out of the, of course, it stopped capacity because it's stopping the amount of flow that can go through, and, you know, and everything else, all the costs associated with that. And again, if you Google Fatberg, you'll see they had a huge one, and it's a recurring problem in London, in Las Vegas, in California, Muskegon just had a big one. I mean, they're all over, and they're caused by these wipes, essentially.
Wow.
So we got to stop flushing them down the toilet, and particularly if you're on a septic, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
It's never going to biodegrade, ever.
Mm-mm. No, so. What a huge problem. I'm glad you're bringing that to light because, like I said, I think a lot of people don't realize what a problem that's causing, but it certainly does add up and build up. Things you never imagined you'd be dealing with, huh, Candace?
Oh, Paul, I'll tell you, this job, as you know, I literally walked through the door into it, the biggest infrastructure disaster the country had ever seen. The sewer collapse in Fraser, the sinkhole, houses falling into a sinkhole. And then, of course, the fellow that I were from is under federal investigation, and his chief deputy has got 18 federal indictments. And, you know, it was a whole pay-to-play organization that was going on there. That was one of the principal impetuses for me to go in there and run against him. But so all of that's been happening, and all these other things. What happened to the next? Of course, but anyway, it's been really interesting. And you know, I'm in my 60s. I hate to date myself here, but you know, I just had a birthday yesterday, and I'm sort of thinking about, you know, how do you keep impacting? As you go through your life, how do you impact your community or your region or your state? And so I think infrastructure is certainly something I've always had a huge interest in, as you know, and clean water. So we're doing all kinds of things to help water quality. And boy, in the blue water area, we're as sensitive to that as anywhere, right? Different things that we
sure.
to be doing to make sure that we can pass the Great Lakes and our beautiful, beautiful water onto the next generation. And so I've
Indeed.
Got plenty to do, and I'm enjoying it. But I'm so glad to talk to you. I know you have so many things. I still keep in contact a lot with so many people that I was so privileged to meet and become good friends with. I was talking to Sheriff Donlin the other day. I'm so sorry to see him retire, but yet
we are too.
Such a tremendous value add, and the new fellow will be wonderful. But, you know, the sheriff, I actually nominated two of his sons to West Point. Very unusual to have two from the same family go to West Point. And, boy, those kids, they got it written all over them. They are going to, I mean, they're really officer quality. They come from such a fantastic family and good upbringing in the Blue Water area there. And
yep, he's just a little bit proud of them, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. So many fabulous people and families and the businesses. It's so so stressful now to drive downtown Port Huron and see everything pretty much shut with this terrible challenge. And it's we just got to get through it here and get back to work at some point.
Well, we do indeed, and I guess I'll ask you this: you know, your former job in Congress is going to be open soon with Congressman Mitchell not seeking re-election. Any interest in going back there? What would you do if you were back in Congress right now?
I have no interest in going back, and in fact, when Mitchell said he wasn't going to run again, oh my gosh, my phone sort of lit up, you know. and I thought no. I so appreciated the opportunity to go there, and I'll tell you, my hat's off to those who continue to serve, because there's so many political challenges and now economic challenges and everything else. So we need to make the right choice in that spot. And let me just say this: we have three excellent candidates. I haven't endorsed, and it's not my intent to endorse. Three excellent candidates on the Republican side. It is sort of a Republican seat, so I'm sort of thinking that whoever wins the primary will most likely win in November. But Shane Hernandez is an outstanding candidate. General Slocum just retired as the base commander. They retire him pretty early there, so he's still a young man from Selfridge. An incredible background. And then there's a woman that I've known, her name is Lisa McLean from, she's a private sector, in the banking, financial, sector, very, very sharp. And how great for the people of the 10th district. They have three excellent candidates to choose from. And, so the only thing I'd say, let the people choose, and you can't go wrong. Any one of them would be, a great representative, I think, for our area.
Ken, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate your time this morning. Let's not go so long again before speaking. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Okay. You too, my friend. Stay healthy.
Take care. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Candace Miller, our former representative from the 10th District, former Secretary of State, bunch of other jobs in the world of government. Now she is the Public Works Director in Macomb County, and reminding us, don't flush those flushable wipes that clog everything up. And